John Rothman with you right here on KGO, filling in for Grex this evening, and of course, delighted to be with you. Fascinating evening. So many things to talk about. We're talking about the question of whether global warming will impact on the Olympics. A group of experts say it's going to. Let's go to Richard, calling from Felton. Richard, welcome to KGO.
Yeah, so the most obvious example is the Zika virus, which has exterminated a bunch of people that would have otherwise performed down there. So this mosquito-borne virus is working its way up through Florida, and we've got people right here in Santa Cruz County that are talking about it. Well, it was the West Nile virus. I'm sorry. A little bit of problem on my speak. But anyway, so these invasive viral viruses are working them way up from the equator up north. And I will go back, and if you really want to look into it, it's a book called Emerging Viruses. And it's got like half of it is all text, and then the other half is all the references if you want to find out what's really going on with emerging viruses. But anyway, I don't want to make people paranoid or anything. But as far as the Olympics, there's something called electromagnetic interference. So your body uses tiny microvolts. And so the guy that's running those electric cars, anyway, he was able to you can use electromagnetics to interfere with somebody's body. In other words, all of these performance sports can be controlled even remotely, and you have no control over it. The only thing you can do is have people with spectrum analyzers trying to figure out whether microvolts are interfering with those people.
Well, you know, I have not had an opportunity to interview Elon Musk, and I regret that. But clearly what you're indicating is that climate change will have an effect in terms of viruses, and that may be true. I appreciate the call, Richard. Let's go to Anthony, calling from El Cerrito. Anthony, welcome to KGO.
Yeah, I was talking about, I believe in global, I mean, it's getting real hot and stuff in places and stuff. But I was wondering about the UN. Are they doing anything about it? I mean, we could help, this country could help a lot, but it's up to the UN because this is a global matter. This is not only United States.
You're right, and there have been conferences dealing. There was a conference in
Kyoto.
Yeah, but it's always
talk.
Well, there are agreements that have been signed, but you're right. It is a lot of talk because I don't know that anyone has a real solution to this. If you were going to devise something that should be done immediately, what would it be?
Well, I don't have no idea. I know the jets and everything, they put a lot of pollution in the air, and there's gas, gas goes in cars, and even if we do electric cars, I don't know if that'd be enough. We're going to have electric airplanes or something that fly, like, you know, it's amazing. You know how many flights a day that they, around the world?
Oh, I know. Listen. Tempers are rising in this country along with temperatures.
Yeah,
there's no question.
I'm from New York originally, and I never heard it went over 100.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. And you have to understand that Democrats and scientists are more convinced that global warming is a real phenomenon, but the Republican Party and Donald Trump are more convinced that it's a hoax. And so you've got a real battle of political wills. I would tell you it's as polarizing an issue as abortion or Zika or anything else. Look, I appreciate your call. There is a poll I'm just pulling up here that I found very interesting. 17% of Americans, the fastest growing group, are alarmed by climate change and want action now. Another 28% concerned, but viewing it as a distant threat. And there's an often vocal 10% who are dismissive, rejecting the concept and the supposed science behind it. Now, you understand, and I understand, that this could be a game-changing issue for the world. So I hope that 6 weeks from tonight, when the first debate takes place between Clinton and Trump, that this is an issue. Because there is a clear contrast, isn't there, between the two parties on this issue. But is it a sexy issue? Is it? And that's a real question. Remember, in 1997, the then Vice President of the United States, Al Gore, helped broker an international treaty to reduce heat-trapping gases from the burning of coal, oil, and gas. And we are told that at that moment, the two parties began to divide, whether it's real or not. This is a real question. And it's very interesting because when you talk about climate change, it becomes a very divisive issue, and it has to do with the economy and economic development. So the fact that the Chronicle ran this story is very important. And the fact that we can relate to it because it has to do with the Olympics is even more significant. But the solution to the problem remains evasive. We can't even agree that the problem exists or what the cause of the problem might be. And we are told, and I believe it true, when it comes to science, there's more than climate that divides American leaders and people. There's evolution, there's vaccinations, there's genetically modified food. But I think climate change is the major issue. Because if there are substantial changes in the climate, then, well, we're cooked, aren't we? Oh, cooked if it's hotter, right? That was not a pun. But it could have been a double entendre. And we must remember that global warming and climate change are terms that are becoming more and more debatable. So we'll be talking more about this, but I was provoked because of the comment made earlier this evening when we were talking about what are the issues that should be talked about in this presidential campaign. And this is certainly one of them. And the story in the Chronicle, and three cheers for David Perlman for writing the story, talks about the fact that the Olympic Games as we know them may change profoundly because of climate change. And he's right. Well, my time is almost up. I know that. And now we will all go back to considering all of the issues which are so vital to us. And one of them will be global warming. By the way, I don't know if you saw the story that came out about Zika. And it is really an issue. And the question of whether or not global warming is part of it is one we will have to deal with. All right, my time is just about up. I want to say a quick word of thanks to Valerie, our producer, to Karen, our engineer, to Neil West, who provided traffic. And, of course, we are wishing Drex all the best as he recovers. And I can't tell you exactly who will be here tomorrow night. I believe it'll either be Pat Thurston or yours truly. But we have a lot to talk about, don't we? And we will continue to discuss these issues. And if I may, on a personal note, say how grateful I am for all of you who have contacted me personally through email and Twitter and have said how much you have enjoyed being here with me. Let me assure you, I enjoy being here with you. So we will look at what happens in the next 24 hours. We'll see what hard news stories come up. And we're going to have a little fun trying to determine the future of our nation and the future of the world. So I am John Rothman, in for Drex, right here on KGO, and it's true, there is no place I would rather be than right here with you. Stay tuned now for John Batchelor and his show right here on KGO.